100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ah, yes, it is Thursday, and it can only mean one thing. We are at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive, over in Metairie. The rookies, Jordan the intern, have reported for Saints training camp. 1 week from today, the veterans report for Saints training camp. I see the look on your face as you are grinning from ear to ear as you see the Saints on their official Twitter page have posted what? What is that? Covered stands.
A little sneak peek a week before it starts.
Covered stands for all the folks that are heading over to the training camp. They sent me a text this morning. Not personally to me, but everybody else as well.
Looks very nice.
You ready?
Yeah.
Want to make sure that the fans know you can get your free tickets now to training camp. You can claim your free tickets, limit four per account. To attend practices in advance, just simply go to NewOrleansSaints.com or the official Saints mobile app. Saints fans, if you're interested in one or more of the team's practices, you're strongly encouraged to plan ahead. Reserve your tickets. Again, they're free. They just want to make sure that there's not overcrowding and there's a place for you to sit and things of that nature. So go to Saints.com, their mobile app, they're saying, and you can just click the date that you want. You say, okay, Jordan, I want it. You get four. You know, Gus, I get four.
I'm going to do that tonight.
You know what? You're either in with this. Remember what David Griffin said when he was going to talk about the Anthony Davis trade?
I'm still going to be there.
Do you remember? Do you remember what he said?
You're either all in or you're all out.
You're either all in or you're all out. There's no middle ground.
No, so, there is.
No,
if I'm there,
no,
I'm all in.
No,
I'm in the practice facility.
No, you're either outside in the unshaded portion with the rest of the media sweating.
Can I build my own
or
little shed?
You're going to sit in the covered stands area with misters and not be credentialed. It's either or. It's your call.
Can I set up a little stand of my own?
It's your call. No, you cannot make a stand.
I'm pretty sure I can.
If
I bought the materials and set it up myself.
Oh, now you're constructing, huh?
Yes.
Jordan the Builder. Imagine that. Okay.
I mean, I do have
I'm going to go with probably they won't let that happen.
I think they would.
You know.
If I said it was for all of the media and I built it myself and bought all the stuff, I'm sure they would allow it.
Okay. We'll see. 800-998-1003. Going to talk to Chris Hagan for Fox 8, bottom of the hour. Head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. They got something coming up. Talking football with the coach, and we'll talk about his AAC event earlier this week. Media days all around the place. Speaking of which, that's where we find Jacques Doucet, or Doucet from WAFB. I always say that. Which one is it officially, Jacques?
Hey, Gus, I was called both of those growing up, so it doesn't really matter. When I first started the TV, they said, well, what are you going to call yourself? I said, well, I guess Doucet sounds better. And then, sure enough, a couple of years later, early Doucet came along, and I realized I'd made the wrong choice. So there you go.
Well, there you go, Jacques. Always a pleasure, man. Look, for starters, Barry didn't pack as much of a punch and all of those things that everybody was kind of bracing for, and that's a good thing. Some people got some rain, obviously, not to make light of it. The problem, though, is it altered something that we love that you do, and it's the celebrity softball game over at Tiger Park to benefit Red Rock and Blue, the 10th annual, can you believe 10 years already, Jacques, of the event to help the servicemen and women of Louisiana.
Yeah, Gus, appreciate you having me on to talk about it. The game was scheduled for last week, and with the storm moving through, we had to put it in limbo, and I was actually worried that we were going to have to cancel it, but amazingly enough, we got, 70-80% of the list back, and then we're able to add some names like Ryan Schimpf and Anthony Rinaldo and Matt Flynn, who were not going to be able to make it initially. So the game is tomorrow night. It's at LSU Tiger Park. The gates will, that's where LSU plays softball, not Elec Box Stadium. The gates will open at 5 p.m. We'll have a picture and autograph session, which is really a great thing. You know, bring the kids, bring your family, come out, and you can meet a long list of former LSU greats and take some pictures and get some autographs signed from 5:30 to about 6:30. And then we'll play a slow pitch softball game for 7 innings. And I'll just mention some of the names to you. Garrett Brumfield from the LSU football team this past year, Mike Fontenot, Jared Foster, Mike Gibbs, Christian Lockature, the great Duran, Rudy Macklin, Chris Reed, Chris Schamber, Ryan Schimpf, Justin Vincent, Austin Bain, Harry Coleman, Rohan Davey, Jacob Hester, the great Jacob Hester, Chad Jones, Benny Logan, LSU defensive lineman, great still in the NFL, Ryan Patterson, Anthony Ronaldo, Rafe Rhymes, Ryan Terrio, Jason Williams, Tyrus Thomas, one of the great stars from the 2006 Final Four team.
Yeah.
And LSU head softball coach Beth Farina and Stanley Roberts, just to name a few. So they're all scheduled to be there tomorrow night at Tiger Park.
Nice, man. And, of course, the event is just always nice in a way to give back again. I can't believe it's 10 years already. You do a little concert as well to go with this charity event. Just remind the folks again, man, you know exactly where each dollar is going to go.
Yeah, Gus, we give back to local Louisiana military men and women. I've always kind of said, well, I do local sports, so let's give back to local people that we can see and shake their hand and be in contact with. We've never believed in sending off checks to big organizations that we never meet or see. So we give to the Blue Star Moms of Louisiana, support our war heroes is there in the Mandeville-Covington area. They do great work with veterans, and wounded veterans, and veterans who need help, and another one called Wounded War Heroes. That's not to be confused with the Wounded Warrior Project. So those are the three big ones we give to, and typically, you know, we give $50,000 to $60,000 each year to these charities. So we're happy with the work we're doing, and our website is redrockandblue.com, and people can go check us out, spell it out, redrockandblue.com, and you can get a $5 general admission ticket today to the game tomorrow. If you wait until tomorrow, it's a $10 ticket. So log on, get your tickets now, and come on out to Baton Rouge Friday night.
Yeah, a little fun, obviously, and a chance for LSU fans to reconnect and just kind of say hello to a lot of those former Tigers and greats and even current ones, as you're talking about, too. But, man, the ability to be able to help people from this state, too, that's the best thing about it. And you mentioned that money there. You know exactly where it's going to go, and it's really gone to good use, hasn't it, Jacques?
Yeah, like the Blue Star Moms of Louisiana, for example, they have what's called Gold Star Luncheons, where they bring back families of the fallen to kind of grieve and have support. They plant thousands of flags out at the state capitol on Memorial Day, send care packages to troops overseas. All these things obviously cost money. In 2016, there were veterans that flooded in the Baton Rouge area, and we were very flattered and happy to find out that our money went to help veterans who flooded during that time. And,
wow.
You know, Wounded War Heroes, for example, they send wounded warriors on great fishing and hunting trips and, you know, down along the Gulf, or send them to these great hunting camps in Texas and pay for everything, pay for their food, their lodging, and support our war heroes as well. Does a lot of things that fall through the cracks of the VA, stuff like you know, if somebody needs a plane ticket to visit a loved one, or needs to pay for some movers, or just you know, I think it's right that anybody who has served overseas, and especially anyone who served overseas and is wounded, shouldn't have to. I don't want right. You know, shouldn't have to pay for anything really from this point forward. They've made the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedom. So this is just we do fun events that bring people together during the summer to support those people. In July really is the most patriotic month of the year, so it's perfect timing, and it's a slow sports time of year, so it gives people something to do and be a part of.
No, man, I think it's great. And like you said, you just mentioned a handful of those examples. A lot of times just paying attention and just letting them know that you still want to chat with them and help them out a bit, man. That's incredible. Look, you're at SEC Media Days. I know you got another coach coming up here in a little bit. Give me 2 minutes still, because I looked at your Twitter account, and when you I guess paint your dog Tiger Jake, an Auburn fan there. I mean, I guess that shows a lot of fandom when it goes today. What stood out to you so far this week at SEC Media Days? You've been there every single day.
Well, let's see. Nick Saban did not blow up. I think that's because...
He didn't come across very kind, though, yesterday.
Well, yeah, I guess on the Nick scale, he wasn't too ornery, but there was no quarterback controversy to ask him about. And I guess that reporter that came from Orlando last year to ask about the quote unquote national champion Central Florida Knights, he wasn't here, so Saban didn't get upset about that. Joe Burrow made a very, very obvious comment that blew up on Twitter. He said that Louisiana food is better than Ohio food. Well, no kidding. But that really got a lot of traction. Will Muschamp was hilarious yesterday. I started asking about similarities between him and Ed Orgeron. And I said, well, he's a bit older than you. And he goes, oh, no, he's a lot older than me. And he looks a lot older than me, too. And Steve Ensminger looks even older than him. You've seen them things they're throwing out on Twitter right now, you know, the Facebook app that ages you or whatever. So
yeah,
he was
right.
Funny. He was funny, but then he came back and seriously, you know, complimented Coach Orgeron and said he had all the respect for him and the job he's done. And, you know, two guys that have gotten second chances. Will didn't have to wait very long to get his second chance after the Florida thing didn't work out. Orgeron had to wait a lot longer, but they share similarities there. And then some guy decided to, for whatever reason, ask Will Muschamp if South Carolina was Clemson's little brother. And you know anything about Will Muschamp and his demeanor, he did not like that one bit. But that pretty quickly. So,
well, they have beaten Bama twice. I mean, I did, you know, you can get upset by it, but Clemson's kind of earned the right to be able to talk a little smack, Jacques. Hey, one of the things we love, obviously, is our partnership with Baton Rouge. Off the bench, 7-9. Apparently, you're going to be on there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, myself and Hunt Palmer, who interned at Channel 9 and already knows 10 times more than I do about LSU baseball and other things. Yeah, I'll be guest hosting with him tomorrow, and we'll be pumping up the celebrity softball game and talking about SEC Media Days and whatever else comes up. So looking forward to it.
Sounds good, man. It's tomorrow morning right here, 7 to 9 on ESPN New Orleans up there in Baton Rouge. Thank you, Jacques, man. Appreciate it. Go enjoy the rest of your day and safe travels back to Baton Rouge.
Okay, thank you, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, for sure. Jacques Doucet, WAFB. That's a nice I love having him on to talk about that, and then I feel like, you know, I've done nothing to give back.
Correct.
I mean, I've done nothing.
I mean, you gave me this job.
But, again, it really is such a good – we all know somebody that served one way, shape, or form, right? I mean, we all know somebody or that knows somebody. You don't have to really go removed very far. And it's just those little things like that. You know, hey, go on a fishing trip, a hunting trip. You need – look, I'm trying to go see my sister for her 40th birthday. I mean, airfare, it's a joke. You know, I mean, family of three, it's over a grand. I mean, it's – you know, and maybe sometimes – giving an airfare, you know, an air ticket like that. It's just cool. All those little charities. And the best part about it, and it's why we take the time, and I do this every year, and I want to do whatever I can to help Jacques, as actually trying to help. It stays here. It's for literally the people in your community, your neighbors, your friends, kids or parents or whatever that serve out of Louisiana. That's where it goes. And I think that's important. You know, we have some bases here in this state. We have – you know, a lot of people that are here, but it's Louisiana service people. And any way you can help them, and that's awesome. So glad he came on. Glad you paid attention. Hopefully, if not, go to Red Rock and Blue. And you can, if you can't make it up there to the softball game tomorrow, I get you. But maybe as a way to maybe help out. You never know. I mean, believe me, one of my good friends, Scott, flew over there in Afghanistan, did like 4 or 5 tours. It was ridiculous. And little things like now I know. I get it, though, because I use baby wipes for everything. You know, you come to my house, Jordan, baby wipes are everywhere, and they are used for everything. You can use them for anything, to clean your phone, to clean spills, to clean the kid, to mop yourself up when you're sweaty on your head, you name it. Baby wipes work for everything. Pack of those, man. Send those overseas. That's an easy way to donate. I'm telling you, it helps.
Only baby wipes.
Baby wipes. A big old box of baby wipes. They'd love you for it. Trust me. Trust me. Because you can't take showers very often over there, Jordan. Think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
So if I send you a big old Sam's or Costco-sized box of baby wipes, you just became my best friend. Believe me. Trust me on that. But it's little things like that you can do. You know, RedRockAndBlue.com. Go check it out. You can always find a way to do that. Maybe you don't think about it, you know. But we can't do what we do. We can't be waiting for what our question of the day is going to be if we don't have people helping us and protecting us. And that question of the day, Jordan, I was thinking on the way over here, what are you more excited about? I walked in and Mr. Ray already was like, when's training camp? What's Saints training camp? We had somebody deliver some goods a little bit ago. And he was like, the rookies come in. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I wonder which rookie's going to stand out. Yeah, I'm telling you, people are ready. They're ready for Saints training camp. Obviously, it starts next week. And Jordan, but there's excitement level, obviously, I think, for LSU football this year. I do think that as well. And I think there's excitement for the Pels. Now, I think it probably is easy to say if we had to rank those three, would you say it's Saints, Tigers, Pels?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think LSU's season ranks above the excitement level of the Pels?
No.
Really? You think Pels above?
Yes.
Okay, Saints are one, though. You agree with me?
It's definitely closed the gap. The gap's definitely closed.
Okay, I'm saying going into this fall, if I had to rank those three.
Yeah, well, I'm choosing Saints because the Saints are going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't think the Saints, anybody's knocking the Saints out right now. I think it's LSU too, though.
I don't think I do
because of the excitement of the two recruiting classes that have come in, 19 and 20. Like I said, I don't know why. I have...
Give me Pels at two all day.
You're going Pels at two, huh?
All day.
Okay.
Even if they made the
now,
even
granted,
if they were number
now,
one.
Now keep in mind
recruiting.
That excitement level is just to see if they can make it to the postseason.
Yeah, but the whole
LSU,
organization is turned around.
The excitement and the talk is, can they contend for a national championship this year?
But we all know it's Bama and Clemson at one and two.
Do we?
Yes.
I think Bama's going to be challenged this year. Not just by LSU. Texas A&M's better. No?
I'll go with Pels.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's what I'm asking. You can throw that out there. I mean, of those three, how do you rank them one, two, and three? I think it's Saints, Tigers, Pels right now. I do. Simply because I think the other two above New Orleans Pelicans, the anticipation, the excitement levels, can they compete? Can they contend for a title? Does that make sure? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, for the Pels, we'd be thrilled to death if they made the 8th seed. The 8th seed's a lot different than making the Western Conference Finals. See what I'm saying? But that's fine. You go with 2, that's fine. I don't think there's a wrong answer. My point is, there's a lot of excitement this fall. Don't you agree? There's excitement this fall.
Oh, absolutely, with any sport.
And I just used those three because it's the biggest ones. But we're going to talk to head coach Willie Fritz coming up next hour. There's excitement in Uptown New Orleans for Tulane. There's going to be excitement. We're going to be at Sunbelt Media Days on Monday. We'll talk to Coach Napier about, I can't say who. It's the Cajuns.
It's the Cajuns.
But we're going to be there. There's excitement about that program as well. La Tech, they're a team that, trying to be a consistent bowl team. So what are you doing? Why you have horns?
Line up.
Oh, S-O. Southeastern. You got excitement for Southeastern?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Lining up. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. When we come back. No more Sarah, but I think you'll be happy with who's here. Sports Hangover continues next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Everybody,
we will rock you. Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, it's a summer sales event going on at Barker Kia. And do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. Ha! You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired, so fired. But what can we really do at the summer sales event at Barker Kia? How about drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP? How about jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP? Hey, and also do yourself a favor and check out the all-new 2020 Kia Telluride. This is the SUV everyone is talking about. Now, these are the real deals we have during the summer sales event at Barker Kia. $5,000 off new Kia Optima, $6,000 off new Kia Sorento, and the all-new Telluride. Come check it out. Come save during the summer sales event at Bucket Kia in Homer or shop online at BucketKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
Stock number 19KT034. MSRP 27850. $2,000 discount. 3,000 customer cash. Stock number 19KT06. MSRP 36945. $4,000 discount. 4,000 customer cash. 19KO24. MSRP 4590. $1,500 discount. 3,000 customer cash. 1,000 bonus cash. Please seek DNLC deal for details. Offer ends 9319.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. It is hour number one, which is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com. You'll see all the different things that they do. Free consultation call and all the different ways they can help you, and they're there for that. And of course, it is Thursday, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie, where we're always here on Thursdays, hanging out at Vinny's. And you know, I gotta say, normally on Thursdays, poor Jordan's brooding. You know, he wore a cap really low, Joey, to kind of cover his eyes. He tries to avoid eye contact with a certain Sarah. Sarah's no longer here.
Well, you notice now that Sarah's not here and I'm here. Yeah. You know, there's no cap. No cap. The hair's pulled back.
Oh, yeah.
You notice he got a haircut, huh?
I got a haircut.
I felt like that was for me.
It might have been.
And I noticed he's blushing a little bit, too.
Oh,
you know?
No. He's just chuckling wow. away. You know, normally he gets here like 11:59:50.
Yeah, right when the show starts.
Right when the show starts. What time did you see him today? Like 11:30?
Yeah, 11:30.
Oh, I thought it was more like 10:45. Yeah, so, you know?
He might have been here. He might have just went
I was waiting for y'all to unlock the doors.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, yeah.
He's first got guy in here.
Did you notice, too, the shirt's going with the new style, the unbuttoned?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Showing a little chest hair.
Man. All right. Little chest hair, sissy.
I like it.
It's a little different from the Sarah days. But
maybe,
you know what?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of cologne on, too.
I didn't know if it was you or him.
Well, at least, you know, it's around the table. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, it's been, what, 2 weeks or so since you last saw you and stuff? So.
Right before the 4th of July.
There you go. Yeah. What did you do for the 4th?
We took the boat out with my family, the party barge, you know, caught some alligators and, you know.
Caught alligators.
Had a few beers,
I caught a couple alligators in my lifetime. Yeah, I swear. You've seen my backyard.
Yeah, but no. They're there. She caught them.
I've caught them in my backyard. You've seen the alligators.
I'm just, again, I've never seen either of you go get Gators. I'm saying that
I have
she
video
could.
Evidence.
Oh, she has video evidence.
Like, we were
evidence.
Trying to
I have pictures of me holding one with tape around its mouth.
No, these are on tape. They're
no, I put
out
the tape around. I put the tape around the
well,
mouth.
She doesn't need the tape.
Oh, you don't need the
she's
tape.
She's already.
I'm not trying to get my finger decapitated.
Right now. Well, clearly she.
Look, you don't see any fake nails. You see the scabs. You know.
It's not, oh wow.
There's a reason.
Dude.
Down to Bayou.
Jeez.
Where are you from originally?
I'm actually born and raised in Metairie, but
okay.
My aunt lives on the Bayou in
okay.
Slidell. So
there you go.
Yeah,
you're Slidell too.
No, I'm Mandeville.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Us,
my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get it right. Fancy. Get it right, Gus.
The way he said that, it was a little different, huh? So look, I'm glad you're here, and hopefully we can get some people out here to come say hi to you. And
yeah.
More importantly, though, you got to take advantage of the lunch specials every single day. There are specials all day. Right?
Yeah.
But then you have lunch specials that are $7 that are exclusive 11 to 4 o'clock. So you have regular specials. Like today's the steak special.
Yes,
right?
Everybody. We sell a whole lot of steaks.
Yeah, and it's not bad. What is it? 8-ounce sirloin, baked potato, and a side salad.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You can't be, it's only $12
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so. And that's solid.
Yeah.
On top of that, for $7, what else we have?
$7. So today, because we do one every day, uh-huh. we're actually doing the catfish platter. Uh-huh. So you get a full plate, fried catfish, french fries, you know, whole deal.
Honestly, look, and you know this, sometimes we got to get something quick.
Yeah.
And you go to a little faster, and I mean, you got to, he loves Chick-fil-A, you know, the kid right now, my little 2-year-old loves his Happy Meals to try to collect some Toy Story figures, whatever.
I still love them.
Okay, $7 though, I don't think you really can get a lot of value meals anymore.
You can't, I'll tell you what, and our cook doesn't mess around, he gets them through
no,
quick.
He's solid, man.
Yeah,
Keith,
he's
right?
solid, yes, man,
Keith
he's,
is
one of the,
solid.
He's the best,
okay.
he really is.
Here's my problem that I have, oh, I heard the bing, the uh-huh. ring, so I gotta make it quick so you can go get some hot food to some people.
Uh-huh.
The food is solid. It's legit. And that's why we're here for lunch. Look, we can talk. And when you come back, we're going to talk about the happy hour specials and all the different things you can do, from dart boards to shuffleboard
and
stuff.
Yeah, which I'm going to win.
Actually, remember last time, so I don't know if everybody knows this, but I ended up whooping him. You know, there was like bets being made, but Jordan got
No one thought you were winning, by the
way. Yeah, and they were right.
Yeah.
I think y'all are just straight up lying now.
You know, I don't know. Like, we can do a rematch, you know?
We can do one during a break. We'll knock it out.
We'll do it real quick.
We will do it today before and we'll put it on video. We'll do it at the end of the show. Sounds good?
Sounds
right,
great.
Thank you, Sissy. Go do the food, and we'll come back and talk a little bit.
Sounds great.
There we go. She wrestles gators, by the way.
I catch them.
For fun. It's for fun.
I have video evidence.
Video evidence.
I have some sort of way.
And she never mentioned anything about tape, right? She just grabbed them. What's up, Mr. Gator? How you doing?
I actually went by the mouth of the gator and wrapped it around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Put your life in danger, didn't you?
Yes.
Could have severed a finger. Could have bled out.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Got all my phalanges right here.
Joey, who you going with? Sissy or Jordan here versus the gator?
Look, Sissy, you know, you know what my last name is? Kleber.
Yeah.
You know the Kleber Alligator Farm? I'm related to them.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
So, you're an alligator wrangler now, huh?
Yes.
Wow. All of a
sudden, I could do everything.
All of a sudden,
you're
version of the crocodile hunter.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Wow. Who'd have known?
You know the first season?
Uh-huh.
They were on Swamp People.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You were on there?
No.
No? You didn't get invited?
No.
You didn't help out?
They're kind of distant cousins.
Oh, But they're distant cousins.
But it runs in the blood.
There we go. Okay. But the drop of blood of gator wrangling is in you.
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
I was making sure. There it is. Who'd have known? Our very own gator wrangler. I'm just saying, if one just happens to appear in here, I'm going to trust her to make sure that I'm safe.
Not me?
No.
You with Jordan. You get Gatorade.
Yeah. And trust me, that video of her doing that here would go much more viral than yours.
No, it would not.
I promise you it would.
No.
Yeah.
I would pick it up with one hand
and
raise it in the air.
I don't think that's happening. Apparently, the Saints kind of feel like I do here. And apparently, somebody else feels like you do.
I know.
I'm speaking in rhyme, but there's very good reason behind it. So you are seriously considering uncredentialing yourself.
I'm glad someone's on my side here.
To sit in the new upgraded stands for Saints training camp. They're covered. Okay.
Correct.
There's misters. There's upgraded concessions. There's all of that. You would like to cover practice in the shade.
Yes.
Misting
Correct.
Yourself.
While I'm writing down my little notes.
While you're writing your notes in your little book of secrets. The Saints this morning on their Twitter page and on their website, posted a couple of pictures of what said bleachers that are covered now look like. And it's legit. I mean, you're going to be in the shade. And lo and behold, in the comment section, a one Catherine Terrell, newly joining The Athletic to cover the Saints. Quote, this is clutch.
It is clutch.
Can I sit there?
We're going to sit there.
The Saints then responded to her. If you want the guilt of taking a seat from a fan, sure.
I'm all for it.
Exclamation mark. And welcome back to the beat. There you go. So
laughing emoji. Yeah. Forgot that.
So sure, you can, but then the Saints just guilted you by saying you would be taking a seat from a diehard hoodat who's gone out there to watch their team play and practice.
So?
And then you.
So?
So you could be in the shade.
Yes.
Okay, so you have no problem taking a shaded seat from a fan.
Hey, what? Three,
a child.
Before I started working here,
what if it's
I was a
child?
Fan.
Women and children. Something tells me you'd be the first one on that boat. You'd cut that rope so fast off the Titanic and make sure you had nobody around you so you had enough room to stretch your legs
oh,
while
absolutely.
You waited for rescue.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Enough room on that rescue boat so you can take a nappy.
All right, looks like the boat's all filled up.
Make
Sir,
sure you
still
grab your own blanket, too. It's cold out there in that
yeah.
North Atlantic night. Let me tell you something. I'm ever on a trip. I never want to be on a trip with you because I know it would be abandon everybody but you. That's unbelievable.
All for one and one
what
for
if
all.
What little Carver wants to go watch practice? There's no room.
I have a child. I have a child. I have a child. Get out of there. Please, I have a child.
Right. Exactly. I have a child. That would be you. Actually, no. You would grab Carver and then be like, look, I have a child. While you just finished kicking me and I'm doubled over and can't breathe, you just grabbed my kid and made your way to a lifeboat.
You would give up on Carver like that? That's what I heard.
No, I think you'd sucker kick me. I think that's what you
no.
Mean. Yeah. Look over there. Look, more icebergs. Huh? Kick.
Why would you be looking at more icebergs? Your number one priority would be to get Carver off the boat.
Well, because I think you do some sort of shenanigans. I don't trust you. I don't trust you at all. Unbelievable. I love that, though. The same saying, sure. So you and Catherine can go sit there, but just remember that you're taking a fan seat.
Okay.
Okay. You got no problem. Joey, did you
okay.
hear how fast he said okay? He's got no problem.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Send me, I want the VIP section,
oh,
too.
Oh, you want the air-conditioned section.
Where have my
section.
Own, where we, wow. me and Catherine, have uh-huh. our own misters.
Wow. I tell you what, man, you must provide some incredible coverage for that, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's first-class coverage.
Really? Name me the draft picks right now.
Chauncey Gardner Jr.
Uh-huh, that's one.
Yeah.
Come on. He plays center.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. I just forgot his name.
Dude,
forgot
you asking yeah. a guy who could name three astronauts that went
from,
to the moon.
Tight end from Notre Dame.
Bob.
Wait, I know.
Exactly. That's all you need to know.
Alizé Mack.
No?
Alizé Mack,
no.
dude.
Uh-huh.
Who's the last
I
pick?
Did, I forgot.
The one
I honestly,
player from BYU.
A Mormon.
Other seventh round pick.
A Mormon.
He played like every position in football.
A Mormon.
Can't come up with it?
No.
No?
Bill.
Okay.
Just know that.
Little things like this would be a good way to prove that you deserve shade to cover practice. The fact you can't name the five draft picks probably doesn't help get you shade.
I named three of them.
Well, you still missed two. Still can't come up with them, huh?
No.
Hour one's brought to you by
Google.
The King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. Come by, stop on, and say hi to Sissy. Have some lunch. I promise you it's delicious. Got a spare headset if you'd like to come in. Give your takes here as well. Chris Hagan from Fox 8. He'll be out at practice. We'll ask him if he's willing to take a seat from a poor child.
Absolutely. Anyone who says no, just not in the right mind.
They're just not as selfish as you. Sports Hangover.
I'm not selfish.
On your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I'm unselfishly taking care of me.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities. from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Looking forward to next Wednesday. Brennan Mathurne, we had him on during the storm. And look, I thought it was now I know it was a really nice gesture of him to not only inform the public of what's going on in Lafourche Parish, but also just to give him, to give us his time, Jordan. I don't know if you saw that. He was on the Weather Channel.
Yes, I did.
Being interviewed by none other than the Angel of Death himself.
Why aren't you on the Plane Channel or the Weather Channel?
I have never made the Weather Channel, yeah. I've never been interviewed.
Is there such a thing as,
as
the Plane Channel? Because you would be perfect.
The Plane Channel?
Yeah, you'd be perfect.
Why are you making fun of my love for aerospace and planes and stuff?
I'm not making fun of aerospace,
yeah.
But
I'm a dork. I get it.
Yeah,
I self-admittedly say I am.
But you
a dork
don't know
when it comes
you
to planes.
You don't know math, so you kind of need to know that to fly a plane.
Kind of. I mean, I here's my theory when it comes to that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on the computer. I'm putting in the stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I'm going to have a waypoint on my screen, and I don't know, Gus. What happens when the system goes out? Well, there's a radio. Somebody. Tell me where to go. Where am I going?
I feel like
I could fly. I think I can fly without knowing trick.
I feel like earlier in your life you probably had those little plane simulators.
Okay.
And here's the other thing.
I would learn the formulas I need and stuff, how to convert fuel in miles in class while I'm training for it. Does that make sense? Like most of the math you take in regular math classes isn't exactly just applied to flying.
Kind of.
I get it's the foundation, and I can fly. Right now, this very second, I'm on the plane. Somebody comes on the mic and says, "We need somebody to fly." I'm getting.
How long's your average runway?
How long
is your average runway?
It depends on the length of the runway.
I said your average runway.
Probably at least 1,000.
No, you have to give me the exact number, Gus.
I'm going to go with that. Like, do you know that the little number on the right of the runway? That's how many.
Yeah.
Yards you got?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
7, 6, 5. Uh-oh. Pull up.
Think that's in math.
I can understand that. It's a single digit. That's what I'm saying. It's easy. 800-998-1003. to try to get a hold of Chris Hagan here.
All right, I got it. A runway of at least 6,000 feet. What did you say?
It's not 6,000 feet.
Yes, it is.
There's no major airport at 6,000 feet. I promise you it's not. Yeah. I'm looking at it right here. You can look at it all you want. Like the lakefront airport may be that. That's for private small jets. Yeah. International airports, your 737s. I mean, yeah, that's hold on. 6,000 feet.
It is. 6,000 to 8,000. Okay. For a 200,000 pound aircraft.
Oh wow! Now you're converting. You just lost me. All I know is this: I get to 185, I pull back on the stick. Okay, I give it a little flap. Once it starts getting airborne,
how are you planning on landing?
Once I'm airborne, I pull the gear up.
How are you gonna land it?
What do you mean? I'm gonna land it? Line it up.
You'd be the one. I can't land it on land. We have to put it in the water.
Okay. Other than Captain Scully, no one else is landing in the water.
You'd probably have the plane with the floaties on it.
See, you've distracted me that I gave Joey Chris Hagan's wrong number, which is why
it's not my fault.
We're just getting Chris Hagan. I'm distracted here.
You're
Chris.
A joke.
They
got some lady 90 years old going, who the heck's calling me from ESPN?
Exactly.
Hey man, they got a lot going on this summer. Easy to get distracted.
No. Come have some lunch and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Chris Hagan TV is the way to be followed over on Twitter. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. It is a perfect, what day is it? Thursday?
Yeah, exactly.
Wednesday?
Thursday. Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, it's we're about to get into that time of the year where we don't know what day of the week it is because.
No, I just know Saints training camp. That's all I'll know.
Bingo. Well, then you have LSU starting up, obviously, media days this week. Pell's right around the corner wrapping up on summer league. Let me just give you the question of the day that we threw out today, give your take. There's a lot of excitement going into this fall, don't you think? Whether it's the Pell's, Tigers, and Saints, I would probably say the top three. Look, there's excitement. Obviously, in Uptown New Orleans for Tulane football mm-hmm. with Willie Fritz and some other school states as well, football wise. But I would say it was probably the top three. How would you rank them? I'm going Saints, Tigers, Pels, basically because those two are competing for, I think, titles or some sort of, you know, accolade. Whereas the Pels, I think everybody would be ecstatic if they made the eighth seed and just made it to the postseason. But there's excitement for all three. But I think if you rank them, it's Saints, Tigers, Pels, right?
Yeah, I completely agree, and that's not throwing any shade at the Pelicans. I think that's the nature of the area, the nature of the history in the area with the Saints and the Tigers. And like you said, if there's two teams that are going to compete at the top of their divisions, conferences, in the league, I think it's going to be the Saints and the Tigers. But that said, I mean, if the Saints and the Tigers are 10-9 on a 1 out of 10 scale, the Pelicans are like an 8.7. You know, it's right up there. And I certainly think this is a year where, as local media, we're not going to be able to sit back and kind of wait until December and say, oh, look what the Pels are doing. It's like, no, we're just going to have to step it up and, we're going to be everywhere because they're up there, man. I mean, this is the year to jump on board.
You know, it's crazy when you kind of break all those three down. We'll start with that last one. But there was so much excitement by what we saw in summer league that it's kind of helped that we only really have to get through about 10 days. And then we got some football training camp to go cover. What was the number one thing, I guess, you took out of summer league? For me, it's, wow, we have a depth issue and a good depth issue. I mean, that's what I got. I hadn't even seen what the starting five is going to be yet, but I like what's coming in the near future with the young guys. That's, I guess, the number one thing I took out of summer league play. What about you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you look at a little disappointment of not being able to see Zion more than 10 minutes, and then that Monday night game, they come out and Jackson Hayes and Nikhil Alexander Walker just put on an absolute show and continue to do so. And so, yeah, you nailed it. There's a good depth issue. And when you're trying to think about possible rotations and who they can get on the floor, it's like, man, I'd love to see those guys play, but I don't know how you take minutes away from some of the other guys that they've acquired from the Lakers and free agency. And so I think it's a great problem to have, but it shows, you know, the promise of the team. I think that's why the Pelicans are one of the more successful summer league teams in terms of wins, because they did have, you know, more first round draft picks than anybody, out there playing. But it just shows you, the potential. And I think the good job that David Griffin and his front office did scouting, trading back and acquiring more picks. And then it seems like they made some pretty darn good picks, even if they have to, quote, redshirt a couple guys and Alexander Walker and Hayes for a year. I think when they're able to get on the floor and have their time, they'll be seasoned, groomed, maybe a little bigger and stronger and ready to compete right away.
Speaking with Chris Hagan, Fox 8, one of the things that is going to be intriguing for me is actually once we actually get to see some practices and just some time on the court as to where they're all going to go. I'm pumped about that. Look, when you saw the reaction and what people were saying about Zion and doing, does he have to lose weight and not in shape and all this other stuff, it's crazy how quickly he went from the most dominant force in college basketball to doubt that he will be able to play basketball in just a couple of months.
Dude, it's a product of social media these days. You go on Twitter any given day, and anything's the best or the worst.
Yes.
A quarterback throws a touchdown, he's the best, he's the greatest of all time, he's the GOAT. And a quarterback throws an interception, and he is the worst. How could they ever start this guy? And it's just, I think that's the reaction you get. It's never in between. It's almost never a rational discussion. Look, I think Zion, he may not have been in peak basketball shape, but the guy's still a freak athletically. There's no way he did what he did at Duke without being able to get himself in great shape. And now I think especially when you look at what it takes to be a student athlete, and I guess say, quote, student athlete because they're athletes first. It is what it
right.
is. But you can't put all of your time toward basketball in college. And I think now is when you start to learn how to be a pro. You get around other pros who can, help you in terms of dieting and nutrition and, how to train your body and keep it in peak shape. You get around a professional training staff that the Pelicans have and an upgraded one with Aaron Nelson. And I think, this is where Zion can hit the next level. The guy is just turned 19 years old. So this stuff, you kind of got to, take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. That is for sure. And look, either way, I think he was going to be just fine, especially with a lot of the different talent surrounded. I know some different people were posting pictures, obviously, of the trio back in the day that came from the Clippers in the trade and what you saw earlier this week with the four players that were introduced to us. Slight difference. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of happiness to want to be here. So we'll look at that. You were at SEC Media Days. I almost feel like sort of like that with LSU a year ago. Doubt. Will Coach O make it? Will they win more than six games? And now all of a sudden, am I wrong? But I got the sense and feel that they're one of the stories from this week in terms of teams that have confidence they can compete with Bama.
Yeah, they certainly were. I mean, the whole vibe of SEC Media Days in years past is like, okay, here come these teams, and oh, there's Bama, they're going to win it. Oh, in the last couple of years, there's Georgia, they're the favorite. And now I think everyone is excited, no matter who you're a fan of, that maybe LSU can be that team to finally make a push in the West and give Alabama a little bit of a run or at least make it interesting down the stretch. So, yeah, they were certainly a story. I mean, it's been too long since LSU could bring the kind of swagger and confidence into SEC Media Days that they brought this week on Monday. They came in, Coach Ogeron is grabbing kids and taking pictures with kids out of the crowd, and Burrow signing autographs and completely embracing his role. I think it's the perfect storm for LSU for talking season. I still think they got to back it up. But,
right.
Yeah, LSU was front and center earlier and certainly one of the stars of the week.
Follow Chris Hagan over on Twitter at Chris Hagan TV. Chris, let's move on over to the Saints rookies report today. Veterans a week from today. First practice is next Friday. It's crazy. Last year you looked at the draft class and look, I mean, Tre'Quan Smith was really the one name that kind of stood out as to maybe would have an impact that you kind of thought would sort of do that. You saw some didn't even make the team. You look at the draft class this year. Dude, I did it yesterday, and I can almost make a case, an argument that maybe all five can make the team, which is nuts because this is a deep roster. When you look at the draft class, I mean, look, McCoy, right, is going to be probably the starting center. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you're going to have to find a way to get him on the field. Saquon Hampton, okay, that might be a question. I think Alize Mack has a real chance to make this team there a tight end. And Caden Ellis, it seems to be the jack-of-all-trades kind of guy that Sean Payton is really trying to invest in the special teams. I say at least four I could see making the team, don't you?
Yeah, I would certainly agree, man. I mean, you nailed it with that rundown of it. Eric McCoy, I see him as a starter. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, just his versatility and being able to play in a number of spots in that defense, a defense that Dennis Allen likes to have sometimes three safeties on the field for. I think he's definitely a guy that can drop down into the box and make some plays. He can cover the slot. Like you said, he's got to be on the field, and I think that you can interchange him with Patrick Robinson sometimes. And then I did like the pick of Alize Mack a lot because I know they've got Jared Cook, but it's been a while outside of Cook, obviously, since the Saints have had a pass-catching first type of tight end. Now, granted, Josh Hill's done really well in his role because of his blocking ability in the Saints' improved run game over the last couple of seasons has given a lot more success. But I think Mack, when you look at his skill set and his projections coming out of high school and – you know, the numbers weren't there at Notre Dame. Obviously missed a year, but I think he's a guy with tremendous upside, and I think that's another reason why the Saints got high grades for making that pick. So, yeah, I think this draft class is a bit of a reaction to last year because last year you had the quantity, and like you mentioned, a lot of guys couldn't even make that team, not because they weren't NFL players. They went and played on in other rosters, but just because the Saints were so deep. But you went with quality over quantity this year, and I think trading up to get McCoy, trading up to get Chauncey Gardner-Johnson tells you those are guys they see being able to contribute. And so, yeah, I think a number of them make the team. Hampton might be the odd guy out, but again, he's another really good grade. And one of the guys the Saints said they had in their top grades for the entire draft taken in the sixth round. So you got to know they like him too.
Yeah, and he made some plays. I thought, you know, in mini camp or in OTAs and even in rookie camp as well. Chris, final thing, and then we'll let you go, man. Thanks again for your time. Real simple. Number one storyline you think is going to be the focus for your crew over there at Fox over training camp. For me, it's simple. Health. This team has got to be healthy going into that start of those four games. So, to me, it's health. Get through camp, preseason, healthy, because I think this roster is ready to compete.
Yeah, I think it's health, and I think for me it's finding a slot receiver. Now, maybe Jared Cook, as that pass-catching threat, that big pass-catching threat, can alleviate some of that pressure. But we saw at times when Michael Thomas was double-teamed and Alvin Kamara was double-teamed, and I'm talking about the Rams game, basically, that last Rams game, the offense wasn't as efficient. The free agent market for the slot receiver was way too expensive for a Cole Beasley or an Adam Humphries. And so they are left with still working with an Austin Carr or a Traquan Smith. You hope that can develop. Maybe Cameron Meredith, as that big slot guy they envisioned him as being when they signed him away from the Bears, comes through. But I think that's a position that can really help make this offense complete and look like the Sean Payton, Drew Brees absolute machine that we've been able to see at times. Maybe reminiscent of that Eagles game in the middle of last season where everybody had a big day. I'm not saying you get that every week, but you just need more production out of more receivers than Michael Thomas and maybe a Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Look, I think it's going to be fun to sort of see where this team goes this year. Again, there's a lot of excitement for the three teams we spoke of, and when it comes to the Saints, it starts next week. Tigers right on the heels of that, and then a little time when they start playing real games, Pels Media Day, right around the corner in September. Thanks, Chris, for your time this afternoon.
Always, man. Always glad to jump on.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate it. At Chris Hagan TV is the way to follow him over on Twitter. And, of course, he's one of the many, many talented people over there over at Fox 8 Deportes. Quick break. We'll come back, and we will wrap up hour number one, where it's always sponsored by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Jimmy Cantrell stands for change for LaFouche Parish. Jimmy Cantrell changed the previous bad deal garbage contract approved by the LaFouche Parish Council. As parish president, Jimmy Cantrell had the authority and power to negotiate a new garbage contract. And
Jimmy won a new garbage contract for us, saving residents $4.67 per can, with a savings of approximately $1.9 million a year for Lafourche Parish. And Jimmy Cantrell promised to change the permit office and make it work, and he's even added two new permit locations at no additional cost to our taxpayers. And as a member of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority Board, Jimmy Cantrell has worked cooperatively and has helped to win over 66% of all the board's funding for Lafourche and Terrebonne parishes, the parishes Jimmy represents on this board. That's literally hundreds of millions of dollars for us. Jimmy Cantrell has kept his promise to fight for change.
Paid for by Jimmy Cantrell Campaign Fund.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun Banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover 3217, Ridgely Drive over in Metairie. Coming up next hour, Willie Fritz, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, talking football. They're going to have some classes. You can go there and chat some football with the coaching staff, and he'll touch on that. Plus, AAC Media Days was earlier in the week as well, as Missy's taking a selfie with Jordan. Wow.
I'm a very popular guy, and that with Gus.
There we go. A little different vibe here with
I Sarah. Mean,
we miss Sarah. She moved. She moved. That's why I don't want to make it seem like she just
disappeared.
You know, like we ran her off or anything. But
it's a lot more quiet.
Yeah, she left. Yes. She left Hound, so it's not exactly like she left us or anything. But we're happy. Of course, the bell.
The bell.
You see that? The bell. Okay, let's see if we can do this before you get to the bell and somebody's lunch. Ready?
Ready.
Happy hour is when?
For the food, it's the 11 to 4,
uh-huh.
And that's the $7 special. Today, it's the catfish platter.
Nice.
And we also have the $12 steak meal. You get a steak, 8-ounce baseball sirloin with a side salad, a baked potato. It's filling. You get a lot.
The happy hour is awesome. What, 3 to 7? And that's every single day, which is
yes.
The best. And what, a couple of days a week? I think it's night as well.
Oh, yeah. We have some really good drink specials.
Okay.
Can't beat them.
All right. Well, after you deliver, you know, and take care of somebody, we do some drink specials when you come back.
All right. Sounds good.
There we go.
The dreaded she's running bell. Off. I didn't hear a bell.
You didn't hear? Of course you didn't hear the bell. Yeah. She can't stay on the table the entire time. She has work to do.
I think she's just scared that I'm going to beat her in shuffleboard.
There is no – I am going to film it, okay? So there will be proof of you losing at shuffleboard.
Not going to lie. I'm probably going to lose.
Do you want to try to dart? The dart
board? That might be worse.
That's worse?
That might be worse.
How about one dart apiece?
Ooh.
During the top of the hour break. One dart apiece.
I'm setting myself up for failure because if I win, it's like, oh, wow.
I think we're going to do that during the top of the hour break. One dart apiece. See if we have some darts behind the bar here. One dart apiece. Who comes closest to the bullseye? One dart apiece. I'm going with Missy again.
Wow. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Don't want to support your intern.
Oh, no. I'm supporting. Just not the intern. It's okay. 800-998-1003. How about we do one dart on the dartboard during the top of the hour break? See who's closest to bullseye.
Who, me and Jordan?
Uh-huh.
I'm ready.
Oh, God.
Why don't we wrestle alligator while we had it too, you know?
I'm just trying to think of what maybe he may be able to compete in.
We could do a foot race outside. You fast?
No.
She just asked you.
We're not doing a foot race.
Dude, I'm afraid for you. I don't know.
I know.
She wrestles gators. She's like, whatever, pick anything in the bar, I'm going to beat you. And then she challenges to a race.
I'm going
to
make a good video.
Are you good at the little golf thing?
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, probably better at real golf than that. I don't know.
Oh, better at real golf.
But we could try. I'll give it a whirl, you know. I'm up for a new challenge.
All right. Give me one beverage of choice that maybe if I try Vinny's for the first time. I mean, lunch, you should come in.
Yeah.
You should come in and eat. I promise you the food is solid. But what beverage stands out to you?
I mean, I like a lot of different ones. Like, but we make specialty drinks here,
right.
Just Vinny stuff. I know one of our top sellers, and once one person gets one, I feel like everybody in a bar orders
old fashioned
one. But that one too,
the
Port Belly, that's a very popular one. Uh-huh. But the one I catch myself making the most of are the cucumber coolers.
Really?
And I think because it's so hot outside, it's just a refreshing drink, you know.
Just
or
like
if you're thirsty, but yeah, it's, we use the cucumber vodka. You know, we muddle up some fresh lime. Yeah.
You like the kettle, the
soda.
Kettle one.
The kettle cucumber and mint vodka is
it
a
was
go-to.
Super refreshing.
It is a go-to. Do you have that here?
We usually use the absolute cucumber.
You're such a girl.
I didn't ask like that.
You're such a girl.
It is more of a girl drink, but you know, once one person ordered one,
you can make fun of me all you want.
You're a girl.
That kettle cucumber and mint is a go-to, and it's delicious.
Make fun of me all you want. No,
it doesn't bother me at all.
Your girl.
Not
doesn't matter.
All. You and your grapefruit. That's the problem.
Dang.
Exactly.
You don't like grapefruit?
You don't have much room to talk.
Grapefruit is
You nasty. Don't like grapefruit?
I don't love it.
Thank you.
I mean, if it was like the only drink left, in the world, I'll drink it. But.
There you go. Hour number one in the books. Thank you, Missy. We'll talk again. We got two more hours.
I noticed you have one more button unbuttoned on your shirt.
So
when I come back in this next break, are you going to have another one?
Wow. No shirt.
On that note, hour one, please be over with hour two next on the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. No.